And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Channel and Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald. Today's teaching, we'll be dealing with Pastor Obed, Heretical Teaching, Jesus Created Nothing. Subtitle will be False Prophets and False Teachers Will Escalate in the Last Days. What really prompted me to do this teaching and really brought this to my attention, two great YouTube channels, presentations in regards to Pastor Obed, which is stationed, or his church is located over in Ghana. One being Pastor Gideon Boutique. Has a great channel that I came across talking about Pastor Obed, among other things, heretical teachings, some of the things that are not biblically sound, that are over in Africa, that's being taught. And I believe also too, what's happened over in Africa is a lot of American influence and false teaching has infiltrated the continent and unfortunately has damaged propagating the gospel over there. But Pastor Gideon does a great job. Also too, Revealing Truth did a video exposing Pastor Obed on this very teaching that Jesus created nothing. It was based on the teaching that he did or preaching that he did last month. Do all religions lead to God? We're going to examine this man because he has great influence. Looks like he has a nice sized congregation over in Ghana. And also too, based on Facebook and Instagram, he has at least 50,000 or more followers that follow him. So that's nothing to sneeze at. But this man is leading a large amount of people down to a broad road of destruction. That's why we have to evaluate and expose lies with truth to make sure people don't get led down to the broad road of destruction. From what I've seen and witnessed watching some of this man's teachings, is definitely neo-Gnosticism. He promotes some of occult practices like astrology and some other things and all, and very much he is pushing a ecumenical agenda, which we'll hear the sound bites from brief sound bites from the teaching that he did on Do All Religions Lead to God, which he states that Jesus created nothing, which is not sound doctrine and doesn't line up with the word of God. So let's look at fair use and copyrights, because notoriously when exposing false teachers or false prophets, when they are being exposed and you use their clips or you use their words against them, when you show the receipts or the proof, they want to kick and scream that it was copyrights infringement. However, the fair use copyrights reads as this. Copyright law states that fair use for purpose such as criticism, comment, news, reporting, teaching, including multiple copies for classrooms use, scholarship or research is not an infringement of copyright, or copyright shouldn't be overprotected. So let's get down to the nitty gritty, and we're going to hear from this straight from this pastor's lips on what he stated, and then also too in the description page underneath the video and the podcast, we will also put the link for the whole entire sermon so you can witness for yourself some of the heretical teaching that was just very outlandish this man is propagating.
There is this part, and there is that part, and there is that part, and there is that part. I believe it's all leading to source. No. 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 All parts will not lead to source. All parts will lead to the means to source. All parts are not leading to source. All parts will lead to the means to source. This is where you need to open your heart and get what I'm saying, so that you can take a wise decision whilst you're here. If anybody tells you that all path is leading to source, tell the person no, it's not true. And I'm going to show you scriptures to that effect. Somebody, no, I don't believe the Bible. I'll show you more than the Bible. Because whatever is scripture, I've already explained to you, must reveal Christ. No, I don't even believe in the Christ. Relax. Hear this. There is this part of Islam. There is this part of Hinduism. There is this part of Buddha. People of God, hear me. Hindu don't deny Christ. They admit there was a master called Christ. Okay, whatever rank he is, Buddha admits Christ. There is no religion, not even African traditional religion, that denies Christ. No, then you don't know Christ. The moment you cut a sheep and cut the neck and pour the blood, that is Christ. That action, I've explained to you, that action of sacrifice points to Christ. Empata, it points to Christ. So, listen, there is no religion. This is where wisdom comes in. I'm doing it. Hear this. Say Christ. You just say Christ. Say Christ. Say Christ. Say Christ. Say Christ. Say Christ. Now, if all of you are saying Christ, and this one say Christ is a prophet, this one say Christ is a man, this one say Christ is a demigod, this one says Christ is a superman, then this one says Christ is God. If you are wise, what should you choose? Christ. If everybody is talking about Christ and nobody is denying Christ, but they are ranking him, then that is the common degree. It actually tells you that this one said Christ, this one said Christ, this one said Christ, this one said Christ, this one said Christ. All paths are leading to Christ. That is how come they have the commonality. Listen, the commonality of all religion is Christ. Yeah. Christ is the commonality of all religion. Even common sense religion is about Christ. Why is everything meeting at Christ? Because Christ was the means by which all things were made. So nobody can deny Christ. Christ is not the source. No. That is the biggest mistake a lot of Christians do. Jesus Christ, and you don't know about it. Jesus Christ, one moshe. Christ didn't create anything. It is without him that nothing was made. That was made. He is the means by which the creation came. He didn't create. Christ is not creator. Your definition of God is your problem.
All right. So we see several things watching this clip. He says that pretty much all paths lead to Christ, that even Buddha admits Christ, which Buddha doesn't really, it's almost like a force or enlightenment. He says Hinduism confesses Christ, pretty much that's what he's saying in a nutshell, but Hinduism has over 330 million different gods, and he mentions that you cut a chicken head off and let it bleed in African traditional religions, and that's Christ. This is very much satanic and very much opposes the word of God. So number one, the issue that's really much that stands out, that he says Christ created nothing, which is not biblically sound at all. And then he's using his platform to promote an ecumenical type movement that all paths lead to Christ, which is a lie from the pit of hell. So when we look at the scriptures, when we look at Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 through 14, it says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the road that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by, because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." So pretty much Obed, Pastor Obed, is preaching and teaching a message which is a broad road or a broad gate that leads to destruction. It doesn't lead to a narrow gate, doesn't lead to Jesus Christ being Lord and Savior. He's the truth and light. No man can come to the Father unless they come through him. It's not a whole bunch of different paths. There's one doorway into the kingdom of God. So let's examine, did Jesus create or he did not create? So he mentions Colossians 1 and 16, and he mentions John 1 and 3, but he it's kind of hilarious that he mentions these scriptures, but then he says Christ created nothing. But when scriptures contradicts what he's saying, and then he also states that I'll show you more than the Bible. People beware when your pastor or these popular prophets or teachers start to show like this extra biblical revelation and they're above the word of God, you're in trouble. So Colossians 1 and 16 says, "For by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him, for him." All right. We look at John chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, and then we look at verse 14. It says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as of the begotten, only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." So let's examine the Aramaic word memra, the word of the Lord. So it's going to give us, bring us in context what John is writing. The Apostle John is writing in John chapter 1. What is memra? Memra is the connection to the word of the Lord. We've all heard the Greek word logos or logos, which means word, speech, or utterance. Jesus is seen as the logos in John chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 14. Dibir or divar is the Hebrew word also too for word, but it conveys God's many manifestations and expressions in his creation through his words. When the Israelites returned from their exile in Babylon in the 6th century BC, most of them no longer spoke Hebrew, they spoke Aramaic. Nevertheless, the scriptures have always been read in Hebrew. Even no one in the greater community could speak it. So when the children of Israel started to return back to the land, from Babylon, they spoke Aramaic. They no longer held the language of speaking Hebrew. Since the people could not understand God and his word, the sages again found an answer. After hearing a priest read a few verses of the Torah scroll in Hebrew, they then heard a translation in Aramaic called the Targum, which simply means translation. The Targums, those Aramaic translations of the Old Testament, the Jews of Jesus' day were used to reading as their Bible, the memra of God as the manifestation of God or as the second power in the Godhead shows up in many places. Memra also means wisdom. So here The word of the Lord means memra. It's the manifestation of God. So let's look at it in context of Apostle John's insight, the use of the word memra and the word. So we're going to read it from the New King James Version, and then we're going to read it how it would read in the Aramaic way of reading John. So it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In the beginning was the Memra, the Word, and the Memra, Word, was with God, and the Memra, Word, was God. And he was in the beginning with God, and all things came into being through him, and without him, not one thing came into being. Let's look at Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 through 3, and then we'll look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 3, and the Targum. This gives much more insight to John chapter 1, what John is concluding, or John's bringing to your attention, that Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, is took part in creating. All right, so from the beginning with wisdom, the Memra, the Word of the Lord, created and perfected the heavens and the earth, and the Memra, the Word of the Lord, said, let there be light, and there was light by his Memra, the Word. Genesis 2 and 3. On the seventh day, the Memra of the Lord completed his Word, which he had created, and there was a Sabbath. So there we see how the Targum really stresses the Memra, the Word of the Lord. So John, being in his day and age, was writing in a cultural context to his people. So we have to realize, when we're reading the Word of God, the Jesus and his 12 disciples were all Jewish. Let's get that in a nutshell. You have to understand Second Temple Judaism during that time, cultural context of ancient Near East culture. You have to understand languages, which we always stress Hebrew and Greek, but Aramaic also too takes a part to properly be able to break down the Word of God and put it in the actual context. So when we look at 1 Timothy 3 and 16, because pretty much Pastor Obed said that Jesus created nothing, which is a lie from the pit of hell, which we've already exposed that he did create. But it says, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifested in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up in glory. So without a controversy, he's God manifested in the flesh. As we proceed, let's look at some early Christian writings on false teachers and the connection of Pastor Obed. Justin Martyr writes in Apology 58, he says, the devils put forward Morshon, a Pontius, a Gnostic teacher, who is even now teaching men to deny that God is the maker of all things in heaven and on earth, and that Christ, predicted by the prophets, is his son, and preaches another God besides the creator of all, likewise another son. So Pastor Obed is just like Marchand of Pontius, this Gnostic teacher. He teaches another God besides the creator of all, and he preaches another son. He doesn't preach that Jesus is God manifested in flesh, that he is creator. Heresy is a strange plant that mixes truth and lies. Let's look at Ignatius' writings in Letters to the Trillions 6 through 8. He says, I urge you to keep away from every strange plant, which is heresy. These people, while pretending to be trustworthy, mix Jesus Christ with poison. I am guarding you in advance because you are very dear to me, and I foresee the snares of the devil. So when Pastor Obed is teaching stuff like that, it's mixing. It's a strange mixture, and it's the strange plant, and it's a snare of the devil. He's bewitching people with this false teaching and leading them down to a very dangerous position. What does the Bible have to say about false teachers and false prophets, especially what we're looking at, the escalation of false teachers and false prophets in these last days that are arising in the church? It says, but we can see this in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1 through 3. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that brought them, and bringing up on themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of, and through covetousness shall they with fiend words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. So there we have it, people, that pretty much this is what we're seeing in the last days. People are preaching damnable heresies. They're making merchandise of the word of God, and they're pimping people into believing these lies. And we have to beware of Pastor Obed. I pray that this man does come to the light and he repents of this evil teachings, not just this, but just multiple things that he's teaching, things that you can receive revelation from the moon and astrology and palm reading and just other stuff that is just really far out, under the guise of that he is a Christian and that he is part of the Lamb, but he's a wolf in sheep's clothing. So be students of the word, especially in those last and evil days. Learn how to read the word for yourself. Study the word for yourself. Read it in context. And beware of these false teachers, because they're propping up more and more. And Jesus warned us about this in the last and evil days. So hopefully you guys received something from this teaching. God bless.